Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "Now at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he had sat down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with this just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. Then Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made. He took water and washed his hand before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scorned Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. When we come to Matthew chapter 27, in this chapter we see the court of Pilate, which leads up to the crucifixion of Christ. We also see in Matthew 27, in verse number 5, we see the results of Judas, which betrayed Christ. For the Bible tells us in verse 5 of Judas that betrayed Christ, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and he went and hanged himself. We find that Judas found it was not worth betraying Christ for silver. We also find in our text that we see two that has brought to our attention, a notable prisoner called Barabbas, and also Jesus, which is called Christ. And we find in our text, in verse number 15, we read, Now at the feast of the governor was wont to release the people a prisoner whom they would. See, it was a Roman custom to release a prisoner to the people at the annual Passover feast. In verse 17, we notice that Pilate asked the question, Whom will ye that I release unto you? Notice he said Barabbas, which is a notable prisoner, or Jesus, which is called Christ. And what we find this afternoon here in these few verses in which we read, we find that the just for the unjust. In other words, we find that the just died in the place for the unjust. That Barabbas, being a notable prisoner, should have died that day. Should have took the penalty that day. But rather, we find Christ taking Barabbas' place. I want to tell you this morning, that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for me and for you on the cross of Calvary. We should have been the one taking the penalty. We should have been the one that had to die for our sin penalty. But rather, Jesus Christ took our place on the cross of Calvary. So let's look just for a few moments in verse number 15 down to verse number 17. It says in verse 17, Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? We notice here the prisoners rather, Christ was a prisoner by no means, but to the people they considered him to be a prisoner. But let's look at the prisoner, first of all, Barabbas. His iniquity we notice here in our text, for he was a murderer. You can find in Mark chapter 15 and verse number 7, and then also Luke chapter 23 and verse number 19. We can find that Barabbas was a murderer. Barabbas was a man of iniquity. Barabbas was a man that deserved to pay a penalty for his wrong and for his sin. In verse number 19 of Luke 23, it says, For a certain sedition made in the city, and for murder was cast into prison. That was Barabbas. So we find Barabbas, when we look at Barabbas in verse number 17, we notice his iniquity. He stands in a spot of iniquity. He stands in a spot worthy to die, we could say, for his wrong. Then we look also in verse number 17, Pilate says, or Jesus, which is called Christ. We notice not only Barabbas, but we also notice the beloved Son of God. And when we look at Christ, we cannot look at his iniquity, for he has no iniquity, but we must look at his innocence. For we find Barabbas was for sure a murderer. It's recorded twice in the Word of God. But Christ, here in this text, was no murderer, but he was for sure the mediator. The Bible says there's one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ this day. For in Matthew 27, four times we read of Christ being innocent. Matthew chapter 27 and verse number 4, the Bible says, saying, this is Judas saying, I have sinned, and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is it to us? See thou to it. Judas recognized him and saw him as innocent Christ. Verse number 19 of Matthew 27 says, when he was set down, speaking of Pilate, on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with this just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him, his innocence. Verse number 24 of Matthew 27 says, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. Verse number 54 of Matthew 27 says, now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And today, people will still try to find fault in him. But can I tell you, there's no fault in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no sin in the Lord Jesus Christ, but he took upon our sin upon himself when he died in our place. Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 14, the Bible said unto them, ye have brought, this is Pilate, this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you and have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accused him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chasten him and release him. We notice these prisoners. We got one in Matthew 27 that is Barabbas, and one the blessed Son of God, one that is we notice his iniquity, and the other one, Christ, we notice his innocence. Then let's go to verse number 27, and we notice not only the prisoners, but Pilate's question. Verse 22, Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" This question of Pilate, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" The answer to this question will determine man's eternity. Will you, this day, have you received Christ, or have you denied Him? Will you serve Christ, or will you separate yourself from Him? Pilate asked the question, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" I want to ask today, what have we done with Christ? What have we done with Christ? What have you done with Christ? Have you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior? Have you served Him? Have you worshiped Him? Have you adored Him? Oh, have you accepted the precious blood that is shed on the cross of Calvary? Have you surrendered your life unto Him, given Him full control and full authority in your life, serving Him not just Sundays, but all through the week, 24/7, surrendering your life to Christ? Pilate said, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" What have we done with Him? What have we done with Christ? Oh, that's a mighty question this morning to ask ourselves. What have we done with Jesus? Well, I pray as we depart here in this text, I want to ask you, just give you this thought to meditate on these days. What have we done with Christ? Pilate said in verse 22, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" Have you worshiped Him? Have you served Him? Are you faithful to Him? Oh, these days are short. The time's near for us to surrender our life totally to Christ and worship Him. What have we done with Christ? Have we put Him on the pedestal of our heart? Have we held Him dear to our heart? Oh, my friend, that's what makes the difference this morning. What have you done with Christ? What have I done with Christ? It's time we get serious with Christ and serve Him. And be not ashamed of Him. Be not ashamed of Christ, but love Him and adore Him. Pilate said, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" We need to serve Him. We notice here these men, one was innocent and one was guilty. We notice the iniquity of Barabbas. We notice the innocence of Christ. But who died? Who died? Well, we find that Jesus died. In verse number 27, "Then released He Barabbas unto them, and when He had scorned Jesus," that means to whip, "He delivered Him to be crucified." Verse 28, "And they stripped Him and put on Him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon His head, and a reed in His right hand, and they bowed the knee before Him and mocked Him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they spit on Him and took a reed and smote Him on the head. And after that they had mocked Him, they took the robe off of Him and put on His own raiment and led Him away to be crucified," to crucify Him. Jesus died in the sinner's place. And I want to tell you this morning, or this afternoon rather, if you are lost and undone without Christ, Jesus Christ died in your place. Barabbas got to go free. Barabbas didn't have to experience judgment and condemnation because Jesus Christ died for His iniquity. And I want to say this day that Jesus Christ died for our iniquity. He paid the ultimate price for mine and your sins, where the Bible says we could have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, the sacrifice that Jesus made, the sacrifice that Jesus made for you and I to have life and to have it more abundantly. So the question is this afternoon, what have you done with Christ? What have I done with Christ? He took our place. He died for our iniquity. He died for our sins, where we could have life in Him. What have we done with Christ? We'll pray, Lord, we thank You for another opportunity, Lord, to share Your word. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would serve You, Lord, in these last days. Lord, that we would get focused on serving You. Lord, that we would not be ashamed of You, Lord, but we would adore You. Lord, that we'd lift You up, magnify You and praise You and worship You. Give You the worship, Lord, that is due and worthy. You, Lord, You are worthy, Lord, to be worshiped. We pray all these things in a name that is above every name. In Jesus Christ we do pray. Amen.